Our money mindset is an important part of calling in more money into our business and life. But if we don't know how to manage that money properly, no extra amount of money will make a difference in our life. So in today's episode, I'm going to be speaking to the practical, hands-on side of money and how you can not only make more, but also keep more. So let's go dive in. Welcome to Master Your Mindset, the podcast where I unlock the secrets to manifesting your dream life. I'm your host, Jen Goodfriend, subconscious mindset coach and freedom alchemist, and I'm here to inspire, empower, and when needed, give you that gentle kick in the ass. Join me on a journey through the world of mindset, money, and manifestation. We're talking financial freedom, time freedom, and living the life you've always dreamt of. Get ready for positivity, fun, and plenty of aha moments. It's time to rewrite your story and manifest your wildest dreams. So let's dive in and start mastering your mindset. Are you ready? Because I am. Hey, hey, ladies, and welcome back to another episode. And today we're talking about practical money tips. And the thing is I talk a lot about, you know, the mindset side of things and the subconscious side, but there's also a really important practical side to money that we need to focus on, because we can manifest all the money we want. We can manifest new clients. We can manifest so many amazing things. But if we can't keep the money that we're manifesting, if we're going out and spending it recklessly, if we're, you know what, overspending it, if we're just letting it disappear, what really is left over? What are we really having to show for that? Because I know for myself, before I started my personal development journey, I was shitty with money. Even when I brought in more money, I remember back in my corporate days, I went from $50,000 a year to a $75,000 a year salary. And I was thinking when I got this raise, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have so much extra money. Think of all the things I can do with it. And then a year later, I got looking back going, where was it? Like, there was literally no money left over. A big part of that was my money mindset, because I wasn't calibrated for that new level of money. So I went and blew it horribly, like gave it to ex-boyfriends, knowing I would never get it back, loaned it to friends, same thing, spent it on like partying and going out and things that didn't make a difference. And I literally, all I had to show for it was a vehicle, like no assets, no savings, no nothing. So I know from experience what it's like to make more, but then not have more. And that's a big thing that a lot of women struggle with, is you get working on the money mindset, you get working on your mindset, and you start making more money, but then you don't have any left. And part of this is a mindset issue. And we've talked a lot about the mindset side of that. And today I want to talk to the practical side. So if you're finding that at the end of every month, either from your corporate and side gig or just your business alone, that you're not having the amount of money left over at the end of the month that you want, these are practical tools that are going to help you not only make more money in your business, but have more left over. So tip number one is always be tracking your money, because for one, even in the energetics of money and money mindset, is your money loves attention. So if you're sticking your head in the sand and you're not tracking the money coming in, if you're not tracking your expenses, you're actually pushing it away, because you're saying, I don't love you enough to give you the attention. I'm scared. I'm scared to know my numbers. That's wrong. And on a practical side, you need to be tracking your money. So my first business, I worked as in the financial industry. I worked as a financial consultant for multi-million dollar businesses. And the reason these businesses hired me is because they stuck their head in the sands when it came to their finances. They literally went about their day to day. And at the end of the month, when they did their taxes, they're like, oh, I made money. Oh, I didn't make money. Oh, this cost that. They literally did not know what was happening in their business till they did their taxes at the end of the year. And because of that, they were missing out on a ton of money. They were losing money and so many other issues. So number one is you need to always be tracking your money. And this involves evaluating your expenses regularly. You don't know how many times I've talked to people who haven't really looked at their business or personal expenses in quite a while. And when they sit down to do that, they're quite like floored by some of the expenses they have. And some of it, say for software that they don't even use anymore. I was, you know what? a victim of this. A few years ago, I sat down after not doing it for a while and going through all the softwares I was using in my business and going, wow, a lot of these I don't need. A lot of them, there's cheaper alternatives. And some of them, there's an all-in-one type of platform. So now part of my business is quarterly. I sit down and I evaluate my current expenses. Do I need this software? How is this software helping me? Is there better softwares out there nowadays? Is there somebody else that I can pay to do this instead that's going to end up saving me time and money? So regularly look through those expenses and see where you can cut things. And this works in your personal life as well. I'm not saying to cut money to like balance budgets or budget yourself or restrict yourself. Not at all. I'm asking you to look at expenses that maybe you do not need. Like if you're paying for Disney Plus, but you're not watching it, because I just realized the other day that we still have Disney Plus and we haven't looked at it in months. And I'm like, okay, I think we need to cancel that. So it's looking at those things of, do I really need this? Do I use it enough? Do I really want this? And if not, then cut that back, because then when you cut those expenses out, you can put that money elsewhere. I'm not saying you can't spend that money, like cut that expense and then keep that and save that. I mean, if you need to start saving money, that's a great way of starting, is cutting expenses you don't need and then just taking that money and putting it in a savings account. But you can also use that money elsewhere. Maybe you've been wanting to join a membership with somebody. Maybe you've been wanting to take a course or program, and that money could cover that. So that is one. Always be tracking your money, always be evaluating your expenses, and always be looking at where can you cut back where you don't need anymore. The second is be intentional with your investments. And I admit I was so bad with this. I used to buy so many courses and programs, and a lot of them, I didn't really have a plan behind them. I didn't really use them. I didn't go through them. Like, how many of you have courses that you purchased that you've never, ever gone through? And note, this can be a bit of a mindset issue if it's something where you thought it was going to be the be-all, end-all, it was going to help your business, and you start going through it, and then some mindset stuff came up, maybe some imposter syndrome, maybe some other issues. You know, you want to look at that, but also you want to ask yourself, did I really need this? Did I have a plan behind it? Or did I buy it because everyone else was buying it? Or it seemed like it was the be-all, end-all, and it was going to help me? Like, really ask yourself, do I need this? And this is something I'm being even more intentional with this year. Like last year, with being off most of the year and recovering from my concussion, I found that I was actually doing more courses and more programs than I really should have. But it was more of a, I'm kind of bored and I need something to fulfill me, but I can't work really. So I'm going to learn instead, because that's usually my go-to. So then when I was looking back at my expenses about quarter three, I was like, ugh, this doesn't look good. And then I got looking at the courses and I'm like, most of these I didn't finish. So really be intentional. And this year I am super intentional. I literally have a list of areas that I want to improve in throughout 2024. And I've got a list of who I'm going to hire or the courses I'm going to take throughout the year to make that happen. And then if anything comes up in the meantime, like a course pops up, because we all know what that's like. Someone we follow is talking about their latest and greatest course. And you're like, oh my God, that's perfect. I need that. I've left some room for that, but I've been very clear on the areas I need help with, so that if that course doesn't fit within those areas, I know it's probably not the right time. So ask yourself, where do I need the most help this year? What's the number one thing? That's the best way to start, is what's the thing I need to help with the most right this moment? What's the thing that will move the needle in my business? Is it growing your social media? Is it visibility? Is it branding? Is it email marketing? Whatever it is, ask yourself, what's the thing you need most right now? And then go invest in that. Find somebody, find a course, find a one-on-one, whatever is in your budget, find that person, get through that, or feel like you're really accomplished things. Like if it's a 6-month long course, I'm not saying you can't buy anything else, but feel like you've really got something from it. You're seeing results from that course before you go invest in something else. And then three is start saving and investing. And I know some people are like, but Jen, I'm not even really making a lot, how am I supposed to start saving and investing? But the thing is most of us aren't wired to save and invest our money. And in order to be able to save more and uncover what's going on in our mind around saving, we actually have to start saving. We have to get into the energy of saving, just like we have to get into the energy of making more money, the energy of drawing in new clients, all those things. Like, to manifest more, we have to get into that energy. And the same thing with savings. If we want to save money and save more money, we actually have to get into the habit and energy of saving. So the easiest way to do this is to just put something aside every month or every week or every 2 weeks, whenever you get paid, even if it's every time you get money from a client, you're going to take a set amount of that money and you're going to set it away in a savings account. And this could be as small as a dollar, like literally as long as it is something, you're going to take a little bit of money from every amount of money you receive and you're going to put it away and you're going to start saving it. And what this does is it helps get you comfortable with having savings, because a lot of us struggle. I did for years with having excess. I had so many blocks around having excess. So I could make way more money. Like I said, 25 grand more per year in my corporate went, like, more money in my corporate. And I couldn't have any left because I wasn't good with excess. So I had to start small, you know, $5 from each paycheck, $10 from each paycheck. And then as I was doing that, I would feel into the energy and focus on the mindset as well. Because if you struggle with saving, you're going to have a bunch of mindset blocks come up. So by putting aside a little bit of money, even a small amount, and slowly increasing that amount and feeling into that discomfort and going, why am I feeling this discomfort? And working through the mindset side as well as the practical, you're going to find that saving money is getting to be so much easier. And then once you start saving money and you have enough, then you want to start investing. You want to start making your money work for itself, because having money just sitting in a savings account is not going to help you, because the interest rate is actually lower than our cost of living. So inflation will go up faster. So your money loses value in a regular savings account. So the more money you start saving, you want to start investing it in a way that's actually going to make your money work for you. And if you're like, Jen, I'm nowhere near that, that is okay. I'm just planting the seed in your mind that as you start getting more, as you start making more, as you start saving more, you want to start investing. And the great thing about investments is they can be a great passive income source. You can be taking excess from your business, excess from your life, and investing it into good investments, even if you hire somebody to do this. Because remember, there are experts out there that will help you with this, that you just have to give them the money and they will provide you a plan to help you grow your money. But as long as you are working on investing, you can be growing money passively that in the future you could be using and have a nest egg available that if you don't want to work anymore, you don't have to. So that's the tip number three, is start saving, start investing. And then number four is diversify your income. And I know a lot of business coaches talk about this, and it's so important. You can't have just one source of income. Most multimillionaire business owners have multiple streams of income because things happen. Economies shift, industries shift, your ideal client, what they can afford, what they do shifts. All these things change. So you want to be able to have a diversity in your income, even if this means having different price point options to work with you, because people coming into your world maybe don't want to invest thousands of dollars in one-on-one right away, but they would love to buy a $20 course. And then maybe they'll buy a $500 course and then a couple $1,000 course. And then they'll maybe spend $10,000 to work with you one-on-one. But if you only had a $10,000 one-on-one, you would have lost out on all that income. So diversifying your income within your business, but then also outside. That's where I talked about investing your excess, like taking your money, setting aside, putting a savings account, and then investing that. That's a new source of income. Maybe you can look at other things that you can sell, like affiliate marketing. Maybe some of your biz besties have complementary businesses, or there's other businesses that you love that do affiliate marketing, where you can offer their courses and programs to your clients for a percentage of the sale. And this way, you're still acting and reaching out to your ideal client, but you offer them something new. So you're giving your current clientele an opportunity to buy more from you and therefore make more from them. You can also set up passive revenue streams. There's so many different ways to set up additional businesses that can be run passively. One of my biz besties, her whole business can completely be set up to run passively. She's in high ticket affiliate sales. And if she wanted to today, she could literally walk away from her business and have it all run passively and be continuing to make, you know what, 5 figures per month, no problem. So there's so many opportunities out there. So does it mean that day one, you have to be diversifying and have all these general means? But as you're going, as you're building your business, as you become more successful, as you make more money, start looking at how can you diversify your income? Because the more you can diversify this, the bigger you get, the more different ways of making money you have, the more your money will be working for you, the more you'll be safe from industry fluctuations, from, you know, recessions, all those other things, even though I don't believe in that crap. And I think our energy, you know, it has everything to do with it. And, you know, recessions and things can affect us, but things can happen. Some industries can be slower during certain times of years than others. So by having that diversity in your income, you can be making lots of money all the time, no matter, you know, what's working, what's not working. So that is tip number 4. And then a bonus tip for you guys, as you're doing all of this, as you're listening to this, remember, money blocks are going to stop you from achieving all of this. So if you're listening to this episode and all you can hear in your mind is, that's fine, Jen, this is bullshit, I can't do this, this isn't available to me, or whatever other stuff your negative inner voice is telling you, that's just your money blocks. That's your negative beliefs, your limiting beliefs around money, success, wealth, any of those things that are going to hold you back. So you can have all these practical tools in place. You can be doing all the right things, but then you're going to go in and self-sabotage yourself like I did and stop yourself from actually doing these things. So if you've been trying to save money, if you've been trying to track your money, if you've been trying to make more money and it's just not working and you're doing all the practical stuff, maybe it's time to look at the mindset side. Maybe it's time to look at your money mindset and uncover the reason why things are not working. Because once you uncover the cause, it's easy to go in and reprogram your subconscious to make making money easy. I did that. I did the work. I had so many money blocks and around what I was, you know, able and deserving to make, what I could keep, what I could save, what I could buy myself. Like, it was so bad. I had so many limiting beliefs around money that I held myself back for so long. But once I worked through those, getting to do these practical things got to be easy. Like, managing my money, tracking my money, that's a weekly occurrence. I'm intentional with my investments now. I watch what I do. Of course, I slip out of that once in a while. That's my one bad habit still, but I'm working on it. And then I can save and invest my money. I love saving and investing now. And I love diversifying. I'm always looking at diversifying my income, looking at new ways of bringing in money. So if you're struggling with any of these, if money is hard, if money feels ugh, then remember to look at your money blocks, because if you don't fix them, none of this practical stuff is ever going to work for you. So make sure you look at the practical as well as the mindset side of things. And that's it for me today, guys. I hope you guys got some great tools out of this. I hope you guys got some great things that you can do to start making practical changes with your money in your business so that you can start making more, saving more, and having more wealth, more abundance, because that's what I want to see for you guys. And as always, any questions, any comments, if there's a specific topic you guys want to talk for me to talk about on the podcast, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm always there to help you guys out. Otherwise, I'll see you guys back here again next week for another episode. Looking for more magical tips and tricks to help you manifest your dream life? Then head over to Instagram and give me a follow. And I'd love it even more if you took a moment and sent me a DM while you're there and just said hi. It makes my big old heart so happy to chat with my listeners. You can find the link in the show notes.